Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today and inviting you to call a friend and invite your friend to tune into the program on the radio station that you're listening to, as we're about to join my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful and endearing message entitled, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. Do you realize that the greatest ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is going on right now in the heavenlies, where he sits on the right hand of our Father as our eternal high priest? I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ.
All right, this morning we want to preach on the message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. The eternal, key word, eternal priesthood of Christ. If you have your Bibles, I want to read from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 14th through the 16th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Hallelujah. But was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, because we have a high priest that has been tempted in all points like as we are, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that we have an eternal high priest. Most of the saints of God are not aware of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. You know the Lord has a threefold ministry. When he became man and walked amongst us in his earth walk, in the same humanity as you and I have to walk this earth walk, he started his first ministry to be God's apostle and prophet, to come to be God's spokesman and bring the good news, the glad tidings, that through his coming death on Calvary, mankind could be saved and healed and delivered and restored back to the favor with God the Father, and in fact, enter into that high position, sons of God. And he fulfilled his earthly ministry. He was God's apostle. The word apostle means one sent with the power of the sender. Jesus was sent by the Father from heaven to the earth with his power. And he demonstrated it as he walked the shores of Galilee and the Judean hills by opening up the blinded eyes, causing the lame to leap like a hart, opening the dumb tongue, unstopping the deaf ears, and making the dead to rise again. He was God's prophet. For the word prophet means he that hears for God, sees for God, and speaks for God. And he heard and he saw the great things of God, and he heard the things of God, and he spoke the word of God. For he said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. He spoke the words of the Father. And then he fulfilled his greatest part of his earthly ministry, to be God's perfect sacrifice, to be the lamb like John the Baptist saw him when he began his ministry. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's the only sacrifice that will take away the sins of the world and will take away the sins of the individual sinners. No other sacrifice. It was impossible for the Jewish sacrifice, for the blood of goats and the ashes of heifers, to take away the sins of the world. All it could do was shelter it to the day that God's Lamb, God, had to offer the sacrifice. There was only one sacrifice that satisfied God, and that was the one he offered, his Lamb, the perfect Son of God, that takes away the sins of the world. Not only shelters them that God passes by and puts off the judgment, but takes those sins and removes them as far as the east is from the west and casts them in the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And when a sinner comes and receives Jesus as his Savior and as he is the sacrificial gift for him. Behold, that sinner becomes in God's eyes righteous as if he had never sinned, because God takes his sins away and removes them as far as the east is from the west, and shall never be remembered again. You know, some people, some men make themselves greater than God because they'll try to pull out sins that's under the blood. But that's another thing that God can't do. God can't remember sins that's under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So he came from heaven as the sent one, the coming one. And the coming one came, and he announced God's word, and he brought the way and the plan of salvation. And after he had made known the way and the plan of salvation, for he said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the door, I am the answer for your salvation. When he had finished proclaiming this message, then he became the perfect sacrifice, the perfect offering. And his offering up one sacrifice, not like the priest back under Moses' day, daily stood offering sacrifice after sacrifice. Their work was never finished because it could not remove sin. But all Jesus, by one offering of himself, when he had offered himself on Calvary, the perfect Lamb of God, without spot, without wrinkle. Because if you know anything about the Jewish priesthood, in order to have a lamb offered, it had to be without spot nor blemish. It could not have any blemish in it. And the blessed Son of God was without spot, without blemish, without sin. Some people try to make him full of sin, but bless God, he was sinless apart from sin and apart from sinners. He was the perfect Lamb of God. Do you know why that he had to go to Pilate's judgment hall? Because when they brought that lamb to be sacrificed to the priest, in order to find out whether there was any human blemishes or diseases, he had to flay and lay that lamb wide open to make sure that there was no blemishes. He could look at the outward look. It would look perfect. But oh, then he would lay the knife to it and lay it open to its bone to see if there was any hidden diseases. And if it did not have any spot nor blemish, if it was perfect, then it could be offered as a sacrifice that would cover man's sins. And that's why God had to take Jesus to Pilate's judgment hall. Yea, that he might open up his inward soul. For the body said that when he was before him, those that beat him as a sheep was before the shearer was dumb, he opened up not his mouth. There was no guile found in his mouth. When they railed on him, he railed not back, because that whip opened up and revealed his inner man, his inner soul that was full of mercy and grace and truth. Yea, on the outside, there was no blemish because no one could find fault. Even Pilate, when he judged him, had to say, I find no fault in this man. No one could find any fault. Jesus said before his accusers, if I am a sinner, then convict me of sin. And they could not. No one could convict him of sin because he was that perfect, sinless Son of God. Yea. And then the whip opened up and showed the innermost being that there was no guile, that there was no hatred, but there was only love, because there, without any resistance, as a sheep strung up before the shearer, he was strung up in Pilate's judgment hall, and the cat o' nine tails laid bare his soul, that there was no guile, that he was the perfect sacrifice. And when they stretched him out on the altar of the cross, in heaven and earth, he was the perfect sacrifice for sin, that he was taking away all the sins of the world. Because like the scapegoat under the old system, all the high priest would lay his hands upon that scapegoat and confess all the sins on that goat, and that goat be became responsible to take the sins away. And there on Golgotha's hill, Almighty God laid his hand upon the Lamb of God and confessed all the sins of the world upon him. And Jesus, the Lamb of God, took our sins away into the land of death, never no more to be brought back against us. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he can save to the uttermost, to the nth degree, to the absolute, eternally, all that cometh to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions. Oh, thank God for this wonderful, wonderful Savior. The most amazing and fascinating person in the world. You know, there's great men and women that have come down through the centuries, great leaders, great scientists, great men and women. Oh, but to me, the greatest of them all, the one that is the most fascinating, is the Christ of God, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The more I study and learn about him, the more I want to know about him. The more fascinating he is, the more wonderful he is, the more precious he is, the more greater and mightier he is. Oh, no wonder John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Have you beheld the Lamb of God? Have you really come to the knowledge? Are you cognizant of this wonderful, this marvelous, this miraculous person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the gem of all of God's creatures, the man, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the eternal priesthood of Christ. You know, at Christmas, we celebrate him as the babe of Bethlehem, the Son of God. And at Easter, we celebrate him as the Lamb of God who hung upon the cross, our Savior who took away our sins. But you know, it's after he arose from the dead, he took on his present and eternal role as our faithful, able, merciful high priest, because there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus laid aside his deity to become a human, and the lowest of all, he took on himself the role as a servant, that he took our sins and bare our iniquities, dying on the cross, obeying his Father. But then when he entered into the holy place and put his blood upon that mercy seat, he became our faithful eternal high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. And because he took on the nature of man, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in every point, like as we are tempted, but without sin. And that's why we can run to him in our time of need and make our petitions known, because he's able to understand what we're going through. What a beautiful thing to know. What a comfort to know that Jesus ever lives as our eternal high priest. You will never think of Jesus in the same way once you have really gotten this message in your spirit. And it is available in its entirety on one CD or audio tape for your love gift to the radio ministry of at least $10. Please ask for offer number 164 CD if you want it on CD, or 164T if you want it on audio tape, and send your request for this powerful message, the Eternal Priesthood of Christ, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to ask for offer number 164 CD or 164T with your love gift of at least $10 to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.